I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I don't have a guest for this 30-minute block here, so guess what? You're getting pep talk with Jake Walker, whether you like it or not. I know you like it. Thank you so much for all the love and support over the last few months. I am just loving this gig, man. I love being here every day from 9 to 11. News Radio Pensacola 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Man, they're spreading Jake around. I'm telling you, Jake Walker is on all the outlets here. You can check us out AM 1620, newsradio923.com. You can download the News Radio Pensacola app and receive customized news updates and alerts. We post everything as a podcast on our website and on that app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now. You can check all of that out if you miss anything, because we know that you're not in your car all day unless maybe you drive for Grubhub or DoorDash or something, or maybe you're a truck driver and you have internet radio, something like that. We encourage you, if you want to listen all day, please do, because you're going to be entertained. That's what we love to do here. And Pep Talk with Jake Walker, you found yourself here. Thank you so much for being here and sticking with me. It's a beautiful Monday. I had Jamie Coffey and Zach Harris from NES Whiting Field on the show at 9 a.m., and they always crack me up. They're so funny. But we got to talking about Manic Monday from the Bangles. And we were trying to think who sang that song, and then we're like, okay, it's the Bangles. And then we're like, well, wait, who was the lead singer for the Bangles, and were there more than one? And so we started talking about that, and I started doing some research, and I found something very interesting about this song that I did not know, and I love bringing you musical trivia. So if you're ever in a bar late night playing trivia, and this question comes up, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, Jake Walker set me up for this. I'm going to get free fried dill pickle chips for this with some ranch dressing. Thanks to Jake Walker. News Radio Pensacola, thank you for joining me. So Manic Monday, right? We've all heard that song. And I say it all the time, you know. So, oh, well, yeah, here we are. It's Monday, another Manic Monday. And you got Hump Day Wednesday. You got Frisky Friday. I instituted Thankful Thursday, which I love. So if any of our guests don't show up, or if we just don't have anybody scheduled on Thursday, you're going to hear Thankful Thursday. And I strongly encourage you to text or call in what you're thankful for. And you know what? Every day you can do that. I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let me know what you're thankful for. 437-1620. I've already got a text in here. I drive for Uber. Yep, so I'm definitely in my car all day. Hey, I feel you. I did Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, Shipt. What else did I do? What was that one? I would try them out, but the ones that stuck around for me were Grubhub and DoorDash. And then Uber Eats, I just don't like Uber Eats that much. Just the pay structure and how the tips work and all that. But Grubhub was doing well. DoorDash was great for a while, but now you could drive all day and you barely make anything. So it's just one of those things. You know, it was great while it lasted. But 437-1620, join the show, join the conversation, text or call. So Manic Monday, right? I was doing some research on this, and originally, I bet you did not know this, Manic Monday was written by Prince. I did not know that. It shocked me. I was like, what? I learned this about, this article came up about originals. It's an album. It's a posthumous release after, of course, his death from the Prince estate. Now, a little backstory on this really, really quick. I think he's in Minnesota. He had an estate. He had a compound, a series of buildings. One of them was a huge recording studio, and there is a treasure trove of recordings from Prince and all kinds of just world-class musicians just locked up in this vault at the Prince Estate. And they are starting to unearth all of these, bring them out, remix them, master them. And, you know, Prince would just sit around and record for days on end. I mean, he was just a master musician, a master composer, and really dove into the recording arts. And I'm telling you, we're going to be getting posthumous albums from the Prince Estate for decades to come, and they're all going to be just amazing. So this latest one, Originals, compiles 15 previously unheard songs that Prince wrote and demoed for other artists. Among the familiar titles penned by Prince are Sheila E.'s The Glamorous Life, Kenny Rogers' You're My Love, and The Bangles' Manic Monday. For The Bangles' Manic Monday, that was a career breakthrough, and according to Bangle Susanna Hoffs, the culmination of a magical series of events took place that just catapulted them into fame, and it's all thanks to Prince. Hoff says her introduction to Prince's music and her introduction to the man himself came in quick succession, starting one day in 1984 when she heard When Doves Cry playing on the radio. At the time, Hoff was a budding professional musician herself. The Bangles would later go on to perform such hits as Walk Like an Egyptian and Eternal Flame, and had just put out its debut album earlier that year in 1984. So it wasn't long after she heard When Doves Cry that Hoff says that something serendipitous happened. And that's kind of the way it happens in the music business. James Taylor will tell you that. It's just somehow magical doors and windows open up and you fall through them. Soon after I heard When Doves Cry, maybe even within the same week, somebody let me know that Prince had discovered the Bangles. So it was sort of an interesting feeling of kismet. Not only did Prince discover the Bangles' early music, he sought out the performers themselves. So he went and found them. It happened one night at one of the band shows in Hollywood. Suddenly word gets to the Bangles that backstage Prince is hanging out and wants to meet them. I mean, can you imagine you're playing a gig or you're doing anything and like one of your heroes is just waiting to talk to you? But he wasn't just there to see them. He was also there to perform the band's single Hero Takes a Fall with them on stage. Wow. Okay. And he was one of these guys that could just sit in and play with anybody and everybody's like, oh, Prince is here to play? Oh, okay. Come on up. It was truly mind-blowing. They got to play with Prince. Later on that night, he invited the members to his studio to pick up the cassette and give them the first version of Manic Monday. So, wow. And she still has that cassette that he gave her, and she recalls listening to the song for the first time with the band. They hovered around the cassette machine, because back then it was tape, and they were just smitten with the song, couldn't wait to record it, and, you know, that, as they say, is history. It was just very magical, serendipitous moment that gave us Manic Monday. So, thanks to Prince. All right, 437-1620, what are you thinking about? What's your favorite song that maybe came out from an artist that was written by somebody else? One thing I got to tell you real quick, I was hearing about this the other day, and this is really fascinating. T-Pain, the rapper T-Pain, who is best known for, ironically, his overly tuned digital sounding voice, you know, the auto-tune craze. He kind of started that. He was a pioneer of just manipulating his voice with the tuner. And I do auto tuning. I tune vocals and I do stuff in the studio. And I was taught when that software, it was hardware piece first, but the software piece, when it came out, I was taught never to do what T-Pain does to his voice. That was a mistake. You were engineering the vocal and the effect of that tuner to not sound like that, because you don't want people to know that you're tuning it. You just want it to sound natural and perfect. But he went the other way and started tuning just the fire out of his vocals, and it became this hit. Everybody loved it. It's just a popular sound. But what's ironic is T-Pain is one of the best vocalists I've ever heard. He was on The Masked Singer, and I'm being honest. When he sings a soulful song, it makes me cry. I mean, I'm a crier anyway. I'm John Cryer, but man, I'm telling you, T-Pain's voice has such soul and such heart in it. I mean, it will bring you to tears. But then you listen to his hits, and it's like, it's this weird vocal thing. I'm on a boat, you know, stuff like that. But I'm telling you, T-Pain is one of the best vocalists I've ever heard in my life. But so he started that craze. And where was I going with this? But he has written and still continues to write some of your favorite country music hits. Now, he's come out in the past in public and spoke out against country music and its racial bias and its history and lack of African-American artists in the past, even though, you know, I think we've had some great ones. But he spoke out about that in the past, and he doesn't even put his name on these songs that he writes for the country music artists. So I think one that somebody pointed out to me was I'd Buy You a Drink, I guess is the name of the song. I don't know. I don't listen to country that much. I'm sorry, Brent and Mel. I don't listen to country that much. Just the classics, you know, pre-Garth. I'm a pre-Garth country guy. If you look at the timeline of country music and then Garth Brooks is right here on the line, I'm everything to the left of that. Not saying there's not great music. I've toured with some great artists in the past few years, and there's a lot of great country music coming out. I don't know. I'm stuck in the 90s, man. I really am. 437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. What are you thinking about today? 437-1620. Let me know. I've just got some creepy, eerie, weird, interesting, titillating. I don't know. Can I say that on the radio? I just did. There's some weird stuff happening with AI, and I'm going to talk about that when we come back. 437-1620, it's News Radio Pensacola. I'm Jake Walker. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic, and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Can you hear the Prince influence on that song? Prince wrote that song, Manic Monday. And it's, let me start that over again, because I really think that this song could be today. This song could come out on the radio right now with this sound. I mean, I could hear Post Malone. That could be like the intro to a Post Malone song or any of the artists out now. So Prince is just timeless. And definitely listening to that song, knowing that Prince wrote that, totally changes everything for me. So that's great. Manic Monday by the Bangles. It is Manic Monday, 437-1620. Let me know what you're thinking about out there. I didn't really have a topic to text or call in about. I'm letting you be, but if you have some comments on this next story, let me know, because this is just kind of giving me the heebie-jeebies. I'm interested, and I'm totally just enthralled, but at the same time, I'm totally creeped out. AI, ChatGPT, OpenAI product. If any of you out there are familiar with OpenAI's GPT model, they have upgraded this now. And have you ever seen the movie Her, H-E-R? It was a 2013 science fiction romantic drama, which is kind of weird, filmed, written, directed, and co-produced by Spike Jonze. It was also his screenwriting debut, and it stars Joaquin Phoenix, who plays Theodore Twombly, a man who develops a relationship with Samantha, played by Scarlett Johansson, an artificially intelligent virtual assistant personified through a female voice. It also has Amy Adams, Rooney Mara, Olivia Wilde, Chris Pratt. Just very, very odd film. I thought it was great, but it definitely opened a lot of questions in my mind about AI and our future interacting with AI. I think our society already has so much difficulty communicating and getting along and having personal relationships between ourselves now. And now it seems like ChatGPT launches this new snappy, flirty upgrade that sort of sounds like ScarJo. I swear the videos I've seen on this, it sounds like they were trying to make it sound like Scarlett Johansson. This is really, really creepy. So it's sort of like art imitating life, imitating art kind of thing. Since it launched in late 2022, ChatGPT has generally fended off suggestions that it has emotions or desires and that they're not trying to mess with our emotions and desires through AI. But in demos, the new version of ChatGPT was capable of rapid-fire, natural voice conversations, picked up on emotional cues, and it displayed simulated emotional reactions of its own. People are saying that the new model allows ChatGPT to respond more rapidly to your voice, image, and video input. And keeps up when you can interrupt it. You know, it's just like a lively conversation, and you can even interrupt and interject and disagree or say anything. The AI program actually sees you sitting in front of it and says, "Oh, that's a nice shirt. Where did you get that shirt? Or you wore that shirt yesterday. Or, you know, man, you look great in that shirt. I love it when you wear that shirt." Things like that. I see. I'm going to have to wrap this up because I'm running out of time. But if you have any questions, comments on this, 437-1620, I think it's great, because especially for some people who are just lonely, they deal with loneliness, they struggle with anxiety, especially social anxiety. Sometimes just hey, you look great today, or, you know, I really love what you're doing with your hair, or have you lost weight, or, you know, you're a great friend, or, you know, just anything positive to get your day started, then this person or AI bot could do that for you. Other than just answering questions and you know, doing random things, it can have a relationship with you. I don't know. Are we going to start having AI girlfriends and boyfriends on the side? Is that going to be our thing? I don't know. 437-1620, let me know. But it sure seems like this movie Her is sort of coming true. This was 2013 when this film came out, and it's only about 10 years later, so that sounds about right. Go online and check this out, because it really is interesting. just one of those signs of the times. You know, things, they are changing, and it's getting really weird out there. It's News Radio Pensacola. Man, I got to get to another commercial. I love talking to you guys. Thank you so much. 437-1620. We're here every weekday from 9 to 11. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm going to have a pre-recorded message from ADX Digital coming up at 10:30. They are off doing some Olympic style games today. I don't know. Our whole advertising crew is having just a big event today. So they're going to go out there. I don't know if they're tossing mullets or I don't even know what they're doing. They have a whole day planned. So the office is pretty quiet. There's not too many people in here. It's just us DJs and lowly radio hosts. And you, 437-1620. Let me know what you're thinking about today. I'll be right back with more after this.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio Pensacola. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. I love doing this show. I really do. I'm feeling great today. I was able to ride my bike a little bit yesterday and swim, and oh man, it was just a beautiful day. Today is shaping up to be the same. It's going to be gorgeous out there. You know, if you're not listening to News Radio Pensacola and you're out and about, enjoy your day, enjoy this weather, and just be thankful. I have a lot to be grateful for this morning, and I'm grateful for you, the listeners. Thank you so much for being here with me. Got a text real quick here. Yes, on the AI thing, it could help lonely people, but all the technology gets exploited eventually. Usually it takes human jobs, sometimes human lives. Yeah, and it could be a thing where old Scarlett Johansson's getting you to go to Walmart and buy something because she thinks it would look good on you. Just a thought.